plate a potential nugget.
And back to the point about financial independence, you spoke about that. I have a girl who's 12 and a son who's 8. What's young girls, you know, what are the 2-3 things that parents should bear in mind to set them up for the future? What would you say?
For the girl child, I feel that first of all, we should not be very overprotective about her. And we should not mollycoddle her too much. Like these days, you know, we have a tendency to shelter them also. Don't watch this, don't do this, don't that. Yes, to an extent you have to control, but the child should be taught to be also independent and handle all kinds of situations which arise even in school. A fight with another child. If she's had a fight with the child, she should be made to also settle with that child. These days I find that parents will arrive in the school and fight with the teachers. Oh, my child was disturbed by this other friend of hers and all. I mean, if these things are normal, let the child handle it. Then physical fitness in a girl in India, we have to emphasize much more than we did earlier. Girls were not expected to play games and all. I think that they should be. That gives them such a sense of independence and strength, you know, rather than being said that, no, you must only dance or sing and do things like culturally. To be able to do all that is also very good. I think that when you are in a social setup, to know some good cultural activity is very enhancing for a girl. But at the same time, she must learn to be independent, take decisions in her life, stand on her own feet. And education, of course, the sky is the limit. She should be encouraged and her education should be monitored by her parents. It's not always that she should be left to study whatever she wants. I think that in the initial years, they do need guidance because so much is available.
The reason I was asking was very often, you know, everybody says follow your passion, etc., etc. I was curious to get your opinion on financial independence. Sometimes that is emphasized for the male child, but not adequately for the female child.
No. Maybe I missed that point. Financial independence of the girl child is also very important. It gives her a strength, a very strong sense of moving ahead in life, and probably prepares her for a future. If anything happens, it need not be a broken marriage, as I said. It could be any kind of a situation. And she should be able to deal with it independent of her husband's income. He may not be in a position to support her, but yes, he will need to support her emotionally and in any other ways. But financially, if the girl child can be independent, she may have to look after her in-laws, supported by her husband, her parents, a sibling, anybody. So that is important, I think.
The point around financial independence came up in my conversation with Anu Madgaonkar, who's a partner of the McKinsey Global Institute, a think tank.
I think I grew up in a system in those days, for most of us, I think engineering and medicine were the only two really respected career choices. And if you didn't do those, you were considered, you know, not so smart or not so academically, you know, superior, right?
You're putting it mildly. You're a social outcast.
That's certainly one way of putting it. But for me, that was a particularly important issue because my brother, I had an older brother who was 5 years ahead of me on this academic track. And when he was 17, he took the joint entrance exam to get into IIT. And it so happened that he was ranked number one in the country.
Wow.
So I grew up with that. And I had a host of cousins who all went through the IIT.
That was,
you know, the norm, right? So you had to do that. But my parents actually said, you don't have to do that. You can do whatever you want. And I ended up doing a BA degree, which was practically like, you're a social outcast if you do it. But that's what they encouraged me to do. And I think that was very refreshing for me because through life, this notion around, it doesn't really matter what others think is the thing to do. You have to really figure out what you want to do, I think came at a very young age. And then the third formative experience, I am happy to say that with all this super idealistic upbringing I had, there was also a voice of reason. And that came from a very unexpected quarter. So after I graduated, I had a degree in economics and I was wondering what to do next. And I had gotten into the IIMs, but I was also toying with this idea of, you know, maybe I should, you know, go and do like a master's in economics or something completely different. You know, there was this slightly romantic idea of what else I would like to do. And then there was this cousin of mine who was no particular influence in my life at that point. But out of the blue, he just said that, you know, you're a girl and you should remember that it is very important for you to be financially independent because you don't know what your circumstances are going to be. You should be able to earn your own living and live well and stand on your own feet. So whatever you do needs to be marketable and have value in an economic sense, right?
Understood.
That was not a message I got from my parents at all because they were fundamentally, believers that life works itself out, just do what got you it. Like. But right. I got this hard-nosed input from a cousin and I think that was pivotal, actually, because I did decide to go to the IIMs and then have a conventional career and, you know, making money was part of that set of objectives that I set out to do myself.
I do genuinely believe that economic independence gives a woman agency and ensures that she doesn't have to take BS from the people around her. Thank you for listening. If this topic is of interest, you might like the playlist Early Career and Women Leadership. To access these, you just need to go to playtopotential.com and find these curated playlists.